The Torah tells us the meaning of this parsha, Vayimikit Shnatayim Yamim Uparacholim Vine Omid Al Yaor, that at the end of 2 years after the release of the Sar Mashkim, and as he was reinstated to his post, and the Sar Ofim, who was killed on the tree, Paro has this dream, which prompts the Sar Mashkim to tell Paro about Yosef Atzadik, which leads to his release from jail and his ultimate Yeshua. And the significance of the 2 years, the Medrash already picks up on, quoted in Parshas Vayeshev by Rashi, that the 2 years are significant because the 2 years were an additional punishment to Yosef HaTzadik. What was the punishment? Since Yosef HaTzadik, who was on such a high spiritual level, did not have enough bitachon in the Ribono Shel Olam to save him from the situation, save him from jail, therefore there was an additional 2 years that were tacked on to his jail sentence. The Medrash is quite strange on many levels, but in one area in particular, it seems strange that the Medrash focuses on the 2 years, the additional 2 years, as being the punishment that Yosef HaTzadik endured. Wasn't the entire experience of being sold from his father's household by his brothers into servitude down to Potiphar's house, and then things just got worse from there? He is accused falsely of trying to rape H.S. Potiphar, and then eventually is thrown into jail for no reason whatsoever. Aren't those punishments enough? Why does the Medrash only focus on the 2 years in particular as being the punishment that Yosef suffers? And the Meshech Chacham explains quite beautifully that we need to understand the purpose of Yosef being in jail in the first place. When Yosef's in jail, and even the house of Potiphar, he is with the Sar HaTabachim, that's Potiphar, he's with the Sar HaMashkim, which is in jail, as well as the Sar HaOfim. And we generally get the idea that the Sar HaMashkim, the Sar HaOfim, were personal butlers and bakers to Paro. However, says the Meshech Chachma, the Lashon Sar, as we know, even in modern Hebrew, does not connote somebody who is a personal butler. Rather, the Sar represents a minister, a prince, somebody who is in charge of a department. And the Sar HaMashkim was not the person who served Paro per se, personally, his cup, even though that's what he dreams about in the dream. But he was also in charge of the overall mashket in the country. He was in charge of all the winemaking, all the wineries, all the vineyards that took place in Mitzrayim. And the Sar Ofim, in addition, was not just in charge of baking Paro his bread, but he was really, his main occupation was to be in charge of all the food and the granary and all the afiyah, all the baking that took place in Mitzrayim. And perhaps, even though Meshech Chacham doesn't say this, but it seems quite clear that Sar HaTabachim, Potiphar, if he was this butcher, that he wasn't just Paro's personal butcher, but also somebody who was in charge of all the meat that went in and out of the country. He was the minister of meat. That being the case, the reason why Potiphar was, why Yosef HaTzadik was put in the position, was not just for punishment's sake, but was in order to learn the ins and outs of the economy, the secrets of Mitzrayim and how it ran. And therefore, when Yosef is eventually brought before Paro, not only is he capable and adequate in interpreting the dream, but his advice and etza is so spot on, his knowledge is so extensive of the economy of Mitzrayim, that Paro feels no choice but to appoint him to become the de facto ruler of all Mitzrayim. And it is due to his experience and time with the Sar HaTabachim, the Sar HaMashkim, and Sar HaOfim that granted Yosef this inside, in-depth knowledge of the inner workings of the Egyptian economy. That combined with Yosef's charisma and God-given ability to interpret and lead was a combination for success that Yosef was able to excel at. And therefore, I think with this Meshech Chachma, he explains, we know what the Medrash is referring to. What are the 2 years of punishment that Yosef experienced, that once the Sar HaMashkim and Sar HaOfim were removed from the jail, it appears that there was no longer a purpose for Yosef to be left behind in jail. Up until that moment, Yosef was constantly learning from Potiphar, the Sar HaTabachim, from the Sar HaMashkim, the Sar HaOfim, all this information that will eventually become relevant so he could lead Mitzrayim through the years of feast and famine. But once the Asar HaOfim and Asar HaMashkim are removed from jail. All that could be summarized from that experience is just a punishment for not having enough bitachon in the Ribbono Shel Olam. I think the idea that the Meshech Chachma is explaining, which is so relevant to our lives, is that oftentimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in difficult situations that may appear to be punishment, such as Yosef being sold to the house of Potiphar and thrown into jail, but ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu was setting the table and allowing Yosef to gain the knowledge, information, so that he can become successful in ruling Mitzrayim. And therefore we need to have bitachon in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that even when things in our lives seem and appear difficult, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately putting us in the best situation possible, that there's what to learn from that situation, that hopefully it will better our lives in the future. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.